Judge Ziegler has been on the bench in Washington County since Republican Governor Tommy Thompson appointed her in 1997, when she was about 32 years old. She's won two elections since. In her courtroom, Ziegler says she tries to be firm but fair. At a sentencing this week, she made sure a man convicted of misdemeanor retail theft is going to do time behind bars.
I'm going to do the following. I'm going to put a very large, the maximum sentence hanging over your head. 9 months in jail consecutive to any other sentence.
Ziegler says she's handled a variety of criminal and civil cases as a judge and says that should give her a leg up on the other two Supreme Court candidates, attorneys Linda Clifford and Joseph Summers.
Well, because I think when you've got practical life experience, it is something that can't be duplicated by just thinking about it. And I do think it translates well into common sense, pragmatic approach on the Supreme Court.
But Linda Clifford has criticized Ziegler's handling of some sexual assault cases, a charge Ziegler tries to repel by saying she's dealt with thousands of court matters. Also contentious in the Supreme Court race is how various interest groups are lining up behind the candidates. Prior to becoming a judge, Ziegler was an attorney representing corporations, and the conservative national business group Club for Growth is running an independent TV ad praising the Washington County jurist.
The difference between wanting to be and being is important. As a tough, experienced judge, Annette Ziegler has made Wisconsin safer.
The ad says nothing about business issues. Ziegler claims she doesn't know anything about Club for Growth and wishes interest groups would stay out of the Supreme Court race. She says someone else is investigating her.
That someone is hired to try to, you know, find out whatever they can about me. People from New York and fancy places coming in and sorting through our Washington County courthouse, my files. This is an interesting process. This is not really anything that I would have anticipated. I think the Supreme Court race is one that should rise above typical partisan political agendas.
But politics in the Supreme Court race have also come from Ziegler's own campaign. Former Republican Lieutenant Governor Margaret Farrow put out a letter on Ziegler's campaign stationery, blasting the state court and trial lawyers. Ziegler now says the use of her letterhead was a mistake.
In hindsight, I think it should have come out on Margaret Farrow's letterhead. But, you know, that would just serve to help, I think, people sort out where it comes from.
A Marquette University law professor says the presumed link to GOP politics could wind up hurting Ziegler. Jason Zarneski follows the state court system.
Probably her largest weakness is that she's not really seen as running a bipartisan campaign, unlike perhaps Linda Clifford, who has, you know, received endorsements from, you know, like Republican Governor Lee Dreyfus and also some of the former Democratic governors.
On the other hand, Zarneski says having the backing of deep pockets like Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce could help Ziegler's message get through to the voters. Voters who are only expected to turn out in light numbers next week and at the general election in April. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.